When U.S. Senator Ron Johnson announced he was suing the U.S. government over the Affordable Care Act, a lot was made over the difference of opinion within Republican circles over the suit. But Lake Effect essayist Avi Lank believes more attention ought to be paid to the issue at the heart of the lawsuit.
I don't often agree with Senator Rod Johnson, but I do approve of a statement he made in a recent op-ed in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. In regard to the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, Johnson wrote that members of Congress and their staff should, quote, share the negative experiences of their constituents, close quote, when it comes to health insurance. As the old saying goes, even a blind squirrel finds a nut occasionally. And with this observation, our sightless senior senator has dug up a good one. He and I disagree on what tree that nut should grow into, but more of that later. First, some background. Johnson made the observation because a provision of the law says that members of Congress and their aides have to purchase health insurance through the exchanges Obamacare requires. That was done to give the public confidence in the exchanges. Nothing, except maybe the legalized bribery of campaign contributions, moves members of Congress more than personal experience, as we learned when Ohio Republican Senator Rob Portman decided to support gay marriage after finding out his son is homosexual. Johnson has asked the court to rule that the president overstepped his authority when he allowed the government to subsidize the Obamacare health insurance premiums of members of Congress and their staffs. That, Johnson claims in the suit, thwarts the will of Congress by executive action and provides a benefit private workers are not allowed. Whether Johnson will succeed in his suit, which may be making headlines as his re-election campaign is in full swing, even he admits is unsure. But we can see one tree Johnson wants to grow from the nut he cultivated when he filed the suit, a discrediting of Obamacare. That would move Johnson nearer to his goal of repeal of Obamacare. Then, Congress could go back to subsidizing his health insurance and that of his aides however it pleased. But following Johnson's dicta that members of Congress should share the negative experiences of their constituents, I see the best result of his suit differently. If the negative experiences of Medicaid are good enough for the poorest among their constituents, then Medicaid coverage should be good enough for members of Congress and their aides as well. I wonder, what would happen to federal laws on health insurance were that to happen?
Lake Effect essayist Avram Lank was an award-winning reporter and columnist at the Milwaukee Sentinel and Journal Sentinel for more than three decades. He lives in Whitefish Bay, and his freelance work has appeared in a variety of publications. The Milwaukee Business Journal undertakes a redesign, some of it subtle, some less so. We'll hear more about it when Lake Effect returns on WUWM.